Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will continue to work in our hearts so that we can truly receive and apply your word. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have the workbook, I will begin on page 28. And today we will be studying Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 38. And as far as the markings are concerned, it says that we're going to mark all references to Jesus, including Son of Man. We're going to continue to underline with an arrow each mention of the word disciples. We're going to also mark any reference to the words anyone, he, his, man, whoever, and himself. We're going to underline those words. Again, those words are anyone, he, his, man, whoever, and himself. So beginning at verse 34, it says, "And he summoned the crowd with his disciples." So the he here, of course, is referring to Jesus. So mark he with a cross, mark his with a cross, and mark disciples. "And said to them," so mark them for disciples, "if anyone wishes to come after me," so underline anyone, mark me with a cross, "he must deny himself," so underline he and himself, "and take up his cross and follow me." So underline his, and please mark me for Jesus. The next verse, "for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it." So underline whoever, underline his, "but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." So here you should have underlined whoever, his, and also mark my for Jesus. Verse 36, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" So underline man, underline his. Verse 37, "For what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Underline man, underline his. The next verse, "For whoever is ashamed of me," so underline whoever, mark me for Jesus. "For again, whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation," so mark my for Jesus. "The Son of Man," so mark that phrase, Son of Man, with a cross, "will also be ashamed of him," so underline him, "when he comes in the glory of his Father," so mark he for Jesus, his for Jesus, "with the holy angels." Okay, and as always, I will reread the text without interruption. Again, we're studying today Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 38. "And he summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, 'If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Okay, and we have several discussion questions. The first says, whom is Jesus addressing in these verses? Jesus is addressing the crowd as well as his disciples. Question number two, what must a person do if he wants to follow Jesus? Well, Jesus says clearly that the person must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. So if someone chooses or decides to make a decision to follow Christ, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, they must be willing first. We must be willing to die to self. Our lives, our whole being, therefore, must be submitted to the Lord. Our life is centered around our relationship with Christ. We no longer pursue our own desires and dreams, but we are called to seek Him first above all things. Okay, moving on to question number three. It says, how would you explain verses 35 through 37? What does it mean to lose your life, to forfeit your soul? What I did to have a better understanding of these verses, I actually looked at several translations of the Bible, and I like to share those with you, and I believe it brings even more clarity to the interpretation of these verses. Okay, the first translation that I looked at was the Amplified Bible translation, and those verses read as follows. For whoever wishes to save his life in this world will eventually lose it through death. But whoever loses his life in this world for my sake and the gospel's will save it from the consequences of sin and separation from God. For what does it benefit a man to gain the whole world with all its pleasures and forfeit his soul? For what will a man give in exchange for his soul and eternal life in God's kingdom? Okay, so that was the Amplified version. Now, this next version is called the Easy to Read version. And the way that it's presented is as follows. Any of you who try to save the life you have will lose it, but you who give up your life for me and for the good news will save it. It is worth nothing for you to have the whole world if you yourself are lost. You could never pay enough to buy back your life. And question four says, what do you think it means to be ashamed of Jesus and ashamed of his words? Denying one's faith in Christ before men, maybe one example. Refusing to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, maybe another example of someone who's ashamed of Jesus. And also, someone may make a choice not to accept the Word of God as truth. Okay. The next question says, what will happen to anyone who is ashamed of Jesus? And going back to verse 38, it says, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. And the last question says, are these verses true for today, for you? If so, what are you called to do and how would you describe that to another person? Practically, what would it look like in your life? What happens if you ignore that calling? Well, we are to live like we belong to Jesus, declaring that he is our Savior through our words and our actions. We are called to follow after Jesus in every aspect of our lives. There is nothing in this world that compares to eternal life with Christ. Also, the final verse in this passage is a warning, and it tells us that if we are ashamed of Jesus, he will do likewise. Okay. Also, in this lesson, there's a wrap it up section. I'd like to share this with you. It says, what is the most important question a person can answer? It is not, who do you think you are? Nor is it, what do you plan to accomplish with your life? Jesus asked the most important question of his disciples. Who do you say that I am? That is referenced, of course, in Mark chapter 8, verse 29. The answer to this question has eternal consequences. What we think about Jesus determines our destiny. If we believe Jesus is anything other than the promised Messiah, the Christ, then we will spend eternity absent from his Father. So then, what does it mean for us to declare Jesus is the Christ? Our answer is found in Mark 8, 34 and 35. Jesus says that to follow him is to deny yourself and take up your cross, to lose your life for his sake, his cause, and his name is to truly find life, life eternal. We are called to declare Jesus as the Christ and to commit ourselves to following him, no matter the cost. I'd like to repeat that. We are called to declare Jesus as the Christ and to commit ourselves to following him, no matter the cost. So who do you say that he is? I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.